four Irish writers have been longlisted for this year's Booker Prize. Sebastian Barry for Old God's Time, Paul Lynch for Prophet Song, Paul Murray for The Bee Sting, and Elaine Feeney for How to Build a Boat. And we'll hear from Elaine shortly. The £50,000 prize is a literary award conferred each year for the best novel written in the English language, which was published in the UK and Ireland. And the winner will be announced at an event in London on the 26th of November. James Shapiro is one of the five judges who chose the 13 books for this year's long list. He talked to us a short time ago from New York.
Well, we read over 160 novels in English from around the world, and there were all kinds of works, works that were quiet works, works that were adventurous works, works that were hundreds of pages long, and works that were quite slim. I would say the range of fiction was quite remarkable. Unsurprisingly, there were quite a few works that touched on COVID, that touched on the drift towards totalitarianism in the world today. But it was a remarkable group of novels.
Four of the authors, four of the 13, a very large proportion, come from Ireland. Why?
I would point to the conditions that have supported writing in Ireland. You have strong English departments at your university. You have that brilliant basic income scheme from the past few years to support struggling artists. You have the artist income tax exemption. You have an environment in which small presses can compete. You have terrific bookstores. You have wonderful literary festivals. And you have a tradition of strong writers. And when those strong writers, people like Anne Enright, who's a professor of fiction at UCD, training the next generation and writing great novels herself, it's really not surprising that Ireland, which has invested in literary culture, is seeing the fruits of that in the Booker long list.
The list also includes a number of debut writers and a book on science fiction.
Yes, I don't think my committee brought any preconditions about whether we were going to exclude any kind of fiction. We took each novel in turn on its own merits and its own strengths and weaknesses, and talked it through and came up with a list of 13.
Why is this list, why is this prize still particularly important in your view?
I've competed in literary competitions for nonfiction myself. I've won some, I've lost some, and I've followed the many literary competitions in the world. The Booker, for better or worse, is the Mount Everest of literary competitions. And publishers know that readers are going to read the long list, they're going to read the short list, they're going to go out and buy the winner. So I think there is tremendous interest in it, which translates into tremendous pressure on the judges to get it right. And I feel pretty strongly that with this long list so far, we've gotten it right.
We'll be crossing to Galway to speak to one of the authors of the books on the list, Elaine Feeney. You're just back from Galway yourself, is that right?
I am indeed. I was there for the Outstanding Festival and to see the incredibly impressive O'Casey, Druid O'Casey, which should not be missed.
That's James Shapiro, one of the judges for this year's Booker Prize. Let's talk now to one of the authors whose book has been longlisted. Elaine Feeney is author of How to Build a Boat, and she's in our Galway studio. Elaine, thank you very much for coming into our Galway studio today. Congratulations on your nomination. What does making the Booker longlist mean to you?
Thanks for having me and thanks for your congratulations. I'm still sort of processing it. I was a bit shocked. But of course, it's a great honour and it was lovely listening to James there. I suppose for me, I'm just so proud to kind of fly the flag for the West of Ireland with its like deep literary traditions. And yeah, but still shocked.
Tell us about the book.
Yeah, so this is my second novel. I started out in poetry, as you probably know, but this is a book called How to Build a Boat. And it's a book that starts out with a boy called Jamie who's about to embark on his first semester or term at a secondary school in a school in the west of Ireland in a fictional town. And Jamie's mum died shortly after childbirth and he wants to try to build a perpetual motion machine to recreate her energy at that school. He's a very singular young man, a very interesting character, and he speaks truth to power, I suppose.
Why did you choose to write a book about a 13-year-old boy described as neurodiverse?
Yeah, so I suppose I was very interested in that idea. I'm a teacher by trade and I'm very interested in the development of, you know, young adults, children going into adulthood and our education system. And I'm also very drawn to that person or that teacher who can change your life. And we hear a lot of that, you know, people that say that there was one remarkable person in their life that changed it. And in this novel, there's a boat builder from the West Islands called Tighe who comes in and changes Jamie's life and another teacher called Tess. And together, the three of them sort of, you know, unite and quietly build this boat, I suppose. It's a novel very much about the need for connection, which and the idea of a mehel, that Irish idea of coming back together and our need for connection.
Yes, it's a book that very much addresses the ideas of being a young teenager, but also of being a parent too.
Yeah, I suppose I can really talk to that as a parent, excuse me, of teenage boys who were in bed this morning when I left the house, by the way, so they didn't join in my excitement. But just that idea of the anxiety of parenting, I think it's a book fueled by many things. It seems quiet on the surface, but it's fueled by this sort of anxiety of bringing up boys in the world today. It's set in 2019. And Jamie's dad is one of those quite anxious but brilliant parents, a guy called Owen. And I was very interested in investigating that whole relationship dynamic and how, I suppose, not to sound cliched, but it takes a village to raise a child. And sometimes I think we lose sight of that.
Many writers, Elaine, say that their second book is their most difficult. Was it for you?
No, but people have told me maybe it was. I've read it might have been. I suppose for me, I had three collections of poetry, so I consider this my fifth book in a way. So, I look at it that way. So I don't want to go down that road of the difficult second album. But I suppose I wrote a lot of it during the pandemic in lockdown. So it's a very visual book. It's a quieter book than maybe my more auditory, explosive, As You Were, my first novel. But no, I didn't really feel that. I didn't feel the pressure writing it, actually.
James Shapiro addressed a little of this when I was talking to him, but four Irish authors on this long list of 13 today, yourself, Sebastian Barry and the two Pauls. Why do you think so many Irish authors have made this list?
I know, this is absolutely remarkable, almost a third, if my maths are right, Jamie's in the book are better. I just do want to congratulate Sebastian and the two Pauls, actually, and delighted to see them on the list. I suppose what James said about the conditions that support Irish writing, the Arts Council, the creative writing courses in universities, I think wonderful literary magazines as well, and a really, really strong and deep culture of writing in our psyche. My phone has melted with the love and support I've gotten of other Irish writers today. And it has genuinely meant the world to me. And I feel, you know, I talk about this idea of the mehel in the novel, and I feel we have our own sort of writing mehel in a way, and we have a different maybe way of expressing ourselves. And I don't really know. I haven't really considered it, you know, I'll think more on it, but I definitely feel like I'm standing on the shoulders of some great giants right now.
Elaine, thank you very much for speaking to us. Congratulations on your nomination and thank you for coming into our Galway studio today. That's Elaine Feeney, author of How to Build a Boat, longlisted for the Booker Prize.